Delegates, please take your places. Please take your places. Thank you, delegates. I'm ready to discuss with you the results of the consultations of the last 10 minutes or so. In the first place, on the question of this mechanism, I can confirm to you that FAO legal counsel confirms that it is a very common way of working in FAO. While it may be new to Codex, it is very, very typical, very common in FAO. It is, as I believe I said, an informal way of working. So that's one piece of information that you should find reassuring. Second, I've conferred with the friends of the chair, and it is agreed to add Tunisia, but we will add Tunisia only. Thirdly, we confirm that the group will, while it is an informal group, to get started, the group will work through my offices to get started with the first organizing a first meeting. And then it will be up to the group to organize itself further. It may continue to work through me. It may decide to establish its own chairperson from among its members, or it may continue to work through me. It's an informal mechanism, and that flexibility is open to it. As I said before, the parameters of work for the group will be risk management questions. It will not reconsider, reanalyze as a matter of risk assessment scientific data, and that it will work within the next year to produce possible options for going forward on ractopamine, for moving forward on ractopamine, to be submitted to this commission for consideration at its next session, which will be in Geneva about a year from now. I also would like to mention that as the group works, if we have an assurance from the JECFA Secretariat that if there are questions for clarification, that they are available to help answer any questions that the group might have. And there is the flag of Colombia is up. So Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. Just a clarification in what you've said in Spanish, because you said that the risk assessment, I think there must be a mistake. I think it's risk management, is it not?
200% correct, Colombia. Thank you. I see no further flags. I think we have a way of working. We have a way of moving forward, at least a chance of moving forward. We have a way to develop a chance of moving forward. And I thank you all very, very much for your willingness to be open to possibility, to be open to thinking about other ways of getting to success. for this group. So thank you very, very much. That concludes my remarks and our decisions on ractopamine for this session, and we will begin very soon to work very hard. It's a good thing we've started by getting practice this week. Thank you very much. Now we will return to the regular course of our agenda. Thank you, delegates. The Secretary has an announcement to make.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You will be a very important announcement to make. This is concerning the Vice Chairs of the Commission. So we had several nomination forms, but we are very pleased to inform you that the nomination are all for the current three Vice Chair, Mr. Knud Ostergaard of Denmark, Mr. Ben Mainindo of Uganda, and Mr. Sanjay Dave of India. So according to the rule, we can agree by unanimous consent. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Congratulations, Vice Chairs. We now return to our regular programming.
Okay, delegates. We come back to our regular agenda, which is agenda item number 12. But before we start with this agenda, I believe Chile would like to take the floor. Chile, please.
Thank you. I think you're going to kill me, but if truth be told, after ractopamine, we still had somatropin. What happened to that? Because the group was supposed to look at that as well. Sorry, but it is a matter that's still pending.
Thank you, Chile, for your question. As things happened, there were no questions raised at the time about RBST, and there had been no questions raised previously to this commission. There were no questions raised at the time Table 3 came up for consideration in the commission, and we went directly to ractopamine. The matter remains in Table 3. On hold. Thank you, Chile.